Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, Brian and Gina doing a great job helming the show. I'll be back in studio the following day, tomorrow. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent? Well, you do one or the other. And I bet you work pretty hard, too. Well, how about you try something easy, like bundling your policy with Geico? Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your automotive policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could save and how easy it is to save when you get your bundle working at Geico. That is geico.com.
It's time for Nicaraguan Name That Movie with Adam's buddy Oswaldo. See if you can guess which movie this famous line is from.
Aloha, Mr. Hanks.
If you said Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Aloha, Mr. Han.
You're correct. Now, back to the show.
So happy to be back with the person that literally, figuratively, makes this show possible, and we have him on
Sonny
the phone.
Carolla.
Yes!
All right.
Hello.
Adam Carolla, are you there?
Yeah.
Good.
Here in Nashville.
Yes.
Hey,
we,
Dad.
We have your son here with us.
Which one?
Oh, no. This is uncomfortable.
Adam, do you know why Sonny's in studio? Because he doesn't.
We have a question for you.
No. I don't know why he's in studio. He called me earlier. I thought he was watching the ball games. Well, it's his prescient picks, right? I mean, he was 0-1. Last week for Monday Night Football, and we got to get those picks in.
Sonny, did you know what your dad was?
Yeah.
You did.
Well, I thought he was going to do like what he did last week, like come back.
Come back early?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So you didn't know that he's physically not in this state?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not know.
No, but it was funny. I was just sitting in a bar watching some NFL. And they had on the screen, they had an advertisement for the Absolute Lock Show, like the, you know, lock it in.
Yeah.
100% guaranteed. The guy was 1-4 last week.
That's
maybe they should rethink the title.
That's why you have to listen to Sonny Carolla.
Lock it out.
Lock it out.
How was the wedding?
Oh, it was great, you know. I mean, anytime you're around Jimmy and his family, it's always the best because it kind of reminds us all of how our families could be if we had that motivation. But, you know, I met Katie when she was 2 or 3 in diapers, and now she's getting married. Don Barris of the Ding Dong Show presided over the wedding.
Wow.
If you want to know, if you want any idea of what this wedding was like.
Did he work a little blue? Did he treat it like the belly room?
He worked blue and gray and orange. He worked all the colors. He had a big balloon sculpture on his head. He was wearing a tuxedo. There was no priest. There was no rabbi. There was just Don Barris presiding over the entire nuptial.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know Katie, but I want her to be my best friend now.
Yeah, she has that Jimmy Kimmel pretty irreverent sense of humor. We did the Cool It Down or Cool It Now dance, which is always required at any fest, at any gathering where Jimmy is at.
What is that?
It's the... God, I'm trying to think of who does the Cool It Down.
New Edition.
You're going to lose. Yeah, the new.
So
yeah, we did the Cool It Now.
Is that the electric slide, I guess?
For the 90s.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. We did that. Let's see. Danny Two Sheets this year. You know, all the cousins and the aunts and the uncles and the Sals and the Mickeys and they're all and the Ands, they're all here, and they're all the best people in the world. The nicest. I mean, you know, people even forget his band leader Cleto is there with Cleto Senior, obviously in the band playing the saxophone, and Cleto's mom, like the whole gang. everyone's here. Everyone had a great time. Martin's did the barbecue catering, and it was perfect. Baby doll flew in from New York.
Damn.
It was all, everyone was there.
Indoor, outdoor, live band, DJ, what are we going with here?
See, we had the rehearsal dinner on Friday night at a small, like, band, sort of acoustic, you know, fiddle and acoustic guitar. And then into last night, had the marriage in one part of the facility indoors, and then just sort of scooted across the hall to the next facility, which is where the wedding took, or sorry, where the reception took place. And Gina, you missed out because I'm walking through Nashville and it is bridal shower, or I should say, you know,
bachelorette
party USA. Oh. All these drunken chicks in these cabooses being pulled by tractors, just drinking and screaming, and everyone's pedaling those pedal bars in a circle.
Oh, that's, it's I've never been. I've never been to Nashville. Dying to go. Would love to go to Nashville, Memphis. We need to start doing shows over there.
Yeah, I'm just walking down Broadway Street and have all those honky-tonks with all the open-air bars, and everyone has a live act, and they're going from, you know, 9 in the morning till 4 a.m. just all day. Just everyone's just walking around with a drink, like having a good time. It's kind of nice to see things back to normal over here.
Well, I'm a renter. Brian, how tied are you to the home you currently own?
Well, I've been, I've been to Nashville once for a bachelor party, and Adam's 100% right. All we saw were just bachelorettes up and down, matching t-shirts, veils, you know,
Bride Tribe!
And then honky-donks. It's really a fun atmosphere. Pop into a bar, see a song or two. Pop into another bar, see a song or two.
It's kind of like, it sounds kind of like New Orleans.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got a sort of, gentrified version of New Orleans.
Got it. Sonny, any questions for your father since you have him on the phone?
When are you coming home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When are you coming home?
I'm coming home tonight. you know, it's funny because Jimmy planned the whole thing out. We got a bus that, like, leaves the hotel. But, of course, the bus that leaves to the from the hotel to the airport leaves 3 hours before we need to get on the airplane.
You know who you're dealing with.
That's how we do it.
Right.
And I've been wrestling all this morning, which is like, it's 20 minutes to the airport. Should I just take an Uber like a normal human being and get there at a normal time? But I thought, hell, just go with it, have a drink, watch some football games.
Now you're talking. Probably watch more football at the airport bars than you would in your room.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, for sure, because it's on 19.
Yep.
Different sets, but it's been a little rainy, but nice, not cold, just nice little weather over here. And the gang's all here, and we've been having a hell of a time. Jimmy got like a suite in the middle of the hotel, which is, I didn't even know about, but it's like two stories high and it takes up the whole floor.
Oh, wow.
Wait, so, was this a Don't Tell Adam suite?
Yeah. I ended up there with Jimmy and Daniel, and Jimmy, you know, sometimes doesn't hand out the compliments as fast and loose as some others do, but it was funny. We were sitting around and I was complaining. I'll leave the names out, but he gave me one of the best compliments I've really ever gotten in the last 10 years, which I said, yeah, I work with this writer guy. And he said, you know, these guys are supposed to be these big-time writers, these comedy writers. And each time I work with these guys, they would just go, Adam, you fill in the joke here. And I said, what the hell kind of writers are these guys? They're supposed to be so high-end and so acclaimed. They don't write any jokes. And Jimmy said, yeah, but Adam, it's you. Your joke's going to be better, so everyone's going to do that with you. And I thought, that's the nicest compliment I've ever got.
Oh, nice.
And it's just one of those, like, true statements. Like, he was it would have been crafted differently if he was blowing smoke up your ass, but he obviously meant that.
Yeah, he did. And so we went Friday to the rehearsal, and then we ended up with pizzas I don't know how this is going to fly with you, Brian. Let's hear it. We ended up with pizzas and some wine, and we're chillaxing back in Jimmy's place. I got to tell you, I like pizza slices. I like the New York style. I like the big wedge. I like the big triangle that sort of collapses under its own weight. But the handful of times I've tried pizzas where they were cut into small squares, where they just went, gritted the whole thing off, I've enjoyed it. I don't know. That's sacrilegious, Brian?
No, that's actually Italian. If you go to Italy, you'll see a lot of square pizzas. They make them like, you know,
like Roman style.
Yeah, like cakes, basically.
Yeah, they're all like sort of 2 inches by 3.5 inches, and they just got gritted off into these little squares. The problem is you don't keep an accurate count on how many slices you've had, because when you've had 4 slices of regular pizza, you're like, all right, I've had enough carbs for the night. When they do it in those weird squares, you can eat 28 of those things and never feel it. Oh, here comes another pedal cart with the bachelorette party. Zipping by. I can't help it. Every time I see one of I always pick out the chick who's not pedaling, and I want to run up and smack her with the umbrella and go, hey, bitch.
Quick.
You think this is everyone else's job?
Put your phone on speaker, quick. Show us your boobs!
Not in front of the boy.
He said it.
Passed him a note. Well, maybe we should let you go enjoy the rest of your very quick trip to Nashville. We appreciate you giving us your time, though, and not hanging with the boys for a few minutes. So thank you.
Yeah, it was great. It's always, like I said, I can enjoy the family vicariously through Jimmy and his great parents and mom and everything. And Katie turned out to be like an artist. And just a fun person. It's nice. You hang around long enough, you can see people and how they actually turn out. So, and thanks for holding down the show.
Our pleasure.
Travel safe.
I'm sure we'll get into more tomorrow, and it will be mostly how the trip home is and the horrible
mask
Lunchable they give you. Yeah, we can't wait.
I'll have lots of thoughts. Jimmy rented out the whole back of the airplane.
Jeez,
we all
really?
Flew coach, and there was no mask talk. It was American, and they just went like, screw it. That was it.
Yeah, American.
I sat in coach next to Jimmy's wife, Molly, sister, her husband, and their 3-month-old newborn. So I will have stories.
I cannot wait.
Nice.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you soon.
All right. See you tonight, Sonny.
See you tonight.
Take care.
And don't forget to listen to the Adam Carolla. Oh, no. We're already here. Sonny, we're so happy that you're here. Are you going to give us some picks?
I guess so.
Let's give you last week's picks first.
Hold on. We have an intro.
It's time for NFL analyst Sonny Carolla.
So, last week, I started 0-1 with the Raiders. That was a crazy Monday night game.
I feel like you made 2 picks.
I did make 2 picks. I started 0-1.
Sonny, when I taught you everything you know about podcasting, is this what I taught you?
Oh, my God.
Did you teach me anything?
Obviously not.
This is getting uncomfortable.
I'm giving Sonny a hard time because we had a glorious run for a year with the fantasy BS. It was a good time.
Yes, it was a good time.
It was a good time.
All right.
So, I picked Washington to win.
Right.
Which they did.
-4. Four,
minus
three,
or four?
3. 3, okay.
But they didn't have their starting quarterback.
He got hurt in the first quarter or early in the game, right?
I think he got, yeah.
Ryan Fitzpatrick got a hip subluxation. I don't even know what the fucking word is. But he got a hip injury, and Tyler Heineke?
Everybody
I didn't see the game.
Tyler
I've just
Hennessy.
Been reading about it. Oh. Tyler Heineke came in the game and actually played pretty well.
Yeah, he did, but still missing their starting quarterback, so.
You can't foresee
that's a bit of an
asterisk. You can't foresee that.
Yeah. So.
Moving on. Fresh slate. Here we go.
These games, Thursday night games, and
we should point out
Monday
reporting
night
this
game,
during
night
Sunday night, Sunday morning game, so we're not going to make any picks on those.
These games are both kind of boring. So.
Okay, so you're going Thursday first.
So
Monday or Thursday first?
I'll go Monday first.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not all. So.
You're all good.
It's Packers and Lions. They're playing in Green Bay.
NFC North rivalry.
Yeah, but Packers are -12.5.
Holy crap. Have they got beat 37-3 or whatever it was.
They got beat like, yeah, like 38-3.
Yeah, it was a terrible beating.
And now Lions are +12.5.
And the Lions played well last week. That's they almost the came thing. Back as my
they
Niners.
They played well. I think they possibly played better than the Packers last week.
I mean, for sure. They scored 33-41.
It was 33-41 against Niners, who are supposed to be like good the team. Defense team.
Yeah,
like,
they're supposed to be a good team this year. So anyway, what do you like in this game? Packers -12 at home, I assume?
I mean, yeah, -12.5.
That's a lot of points to give away.
Yeah, the over-under is 48.5.
But then there's the bounce-back factor.
Yeah. I'd go Lion. I mean, I think Packers are going to win the game, but +12.5.
It's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
That's a lot of points.
So I'll stick with Lions.
Okay. They beat them 21-10. You win.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lions +12 points on the road.
And then Panthers and Texans, not
that's
even
a Thursday
a rivalry.
Night game.
Yeah, that's a Thursday night
Panthers
game.
Panthers and Texans. Well, they're both – oh, no, you're right. AFC, NFC, yeah. Sometimes they mash these teams up.
I guess. It's in Houston.
Okay. Houston played much better last week as we record this than people expected them to.
Yeah, and as I last checked, they're going toe-to-toe with the Browns, so –
yeah. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, they beat the Jags by 20. I mean, it's the Jaguars. It's the Jags, yeah. But, you know, these are the Browns, so maybe. And then Panthers barely beat the Jets, like 19-14 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I think they were in control of the game, but it wasn't, you know, a blowout by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah. Panthers
Where is this game? Who is at home?
Oh, in Houston. Texans
okay,
are
okay, all right.
And Texans are +4, so.
Ooh, I like the home
I do
dogs,
like the Texans, yeah. Yeah.
You like the Texans +4 at home?
Yeah.
All right.
I think so, too.
Bold call.
Is it, though?
No. I mean, well, Texans are supposed to be very good, but we'll find out.
We'll see. Tyrod Taylor's...
Ty God. The true God.
Yeah.
People love
I don't
it.
Know. They're not playing Deshaun Watson, so...
No, they're not. He has non-football related injuries.
Yeah.
That's the official. Yeah, that's the official.
The official.
Nice. All right, so you got Houston +4 at home for Thursday.
And I got Lions
+12 on Monday.
Yeah.
On the road. All right. Take us to the bank. Lock it in.
Place your bets. It's Sonny's money.
I love that. Thank you, Sonny. Will you stick around?
Yeah, sure.
We have something important coming up. We may scrap news and end with sports ball. How do you feel about that, Brian?
I'm fine with that.
Okay,
so after the break?
We're going to play a game. That, Sonny, you're going to be one of the contestants. And we'll be right back with that.
Oh, yeah.
All righty.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Adam and Drew, back together again.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, man. Why should people listen to us every single day, Drew?
Because they complain that we're not around anymore, and where are you once you guys come back? And lo and behold, we've been back the whole time. They need to listen to us every day.
And I think the world needs a nice dose of us.
Yes. It's that time.
Every day.
Yep. Every day.
Podcast One and Apple.
It's healthy. It's healthy. It'll improve your soul.
Thank you.
Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew Pinsky, getting it on 5 days a week. The Adam and Drew Show, weekdays on Carolla Digital and Podcast One.
And we're back, and we have Sonny Carolla. We promised a Carolla, and we delivered that we have a Carolla right here in the catbird seat.
May I say, the better Carolla?
Oh.
You may.
Dusty, cut that out.
So we're going to play a game, and I don't have to play because I already did.
Oh, that's right.
You guys are the contestants. Brian, why don't you set this up?
So the idea is, the sports ball gets thrown around by people who don't really know sports. Gina famously sits out a lot of the sports discussions,
famously.
As you just saw 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But I thought it'd be fun to see how much does Gina know. We're in football season, of course, just, ramping up. How much does Gina actually know about football? I wrote out some rudimentary, very basic trivia questions. Gary, our own Gary Smith, asked her, Gina, the questions off the air, recorded her her answers, we will hear the questions and the answers, and we'll guess on whether she knows or not.
Yeah, so before before I reveal the answer, you guess do I know it or not.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
course,
do this.
With any bit, you got a new song.
We're going to see if Gina Grad knows her sports like her dad. Time for Sports Ball. Yes, it's Sports Ball. How much does she know?
Oh, let's find out.
Let's play Sports Ball.
Nice.
The initial feedback I got on that idea for a song was too obscure.
Yes.
But we have a wait, son, how old are you? You're
15.
So Gina, you're about 10 years older than him. We got a nice separation here. Gina, do you recognize the song?
I don't.
God damn it.
What
did
is
anyone
it?
Recognize the song?
No.
Nope.
Oh.
What is
too
it?
Obscure.
Too obscure. It's the space.
What is
theme.
It? It is?
It's the space balls theme.
Oh. Spaceballs. Okay, I get that.
Oh, God. How do you even okay.
I don't know. I love space
I've
balls.
Seen the movie. I just don't remember the
well,
song.
Now you will.
You're that
now
nerd. Okay, let's get this started. These are all questions that Brian told Gary to ask me, and we were in studio. We recorded this yesterday in an airtight, noise-proof booth. You guys have no
isolation
knowledge.
Booth, yep. That's right.
Let's do this.
Is it just me and Sunny going head-to-head?
I don't know. Yeah. Is it? Are you guys playing or no?
I think, yeah, well, Dawson and I will jump in, too.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get some juice. Oh, boy. Is that me?
No, don't worry about that.
Okay.
Who won last year's Super Bowl?
I think you do know this.
I think she'll know this. Did he read every... we're not going to have every question.
I hope
some are pretty basic.
Some are great.
she'll know because the Chiefs lost. So she's a Chiefs fan.
Oh, okay.
So she'll at least be aware.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I say yes.
I'll say yes.
That is my. I say yes to you because she was paying attention to the Super Bowl.
I didn't know she was a Chiefs fan.
I'll be contrary and say no.
Okay.
She does not know.
I think it was the Chiefs?
Oh, goddamn.
No.
Yeah. Goddamn. I have to rearrange all my thinking. Oh, boy. Dawson up 1-0.
Wait. Was it not?
Oh, the Buccaneers.
No,
Tom Brady's Tampa Bay beat the Chiefs.
Last year?
Yeah.
2020?
Yeah.
The most
interesting. So she's going by last year.
You said last
not
year,
last season.
That's 2020.
This year, technically 2021.
Oh. Yeah, back on the board, baby. You said last year.
That's
you
know, true.
Should I meant have last, flushed all this out.
I know. I meant last season.
Oh, I hope we don't have to do this with everything.
You know,
you give me that.
I'm
you
giving
give
it because I get a point to Dawson's.
Dawson's. Thank you. Because I was like, why?
I got a point.
Well, I was like, why is Dawson celebrating?
The last Super Bowl.
No, but he didn't say that. I don't know how you.
Gina, did you really do the math and say, oh, we're talking about 2020,
no,
so let's
that's
go
what I'm
back.
Saying.
Who won that
that's
one?
That's what I'm no saying,
way.
Dawson.
There's
I didn't
no
have
way.
To do the math
There's
because
no
I speak
way.
English. I understood the question and I effing answered it.
Stop the steal.
That's, I'm sorry, I got it right. Last year, hey, mathematicians,
yeah, let's go
what,
back
what year? Yeah. What yeah. year was last year?
Typically.
Gina, who won the Super Bowl in 2019?
I don't play football!
Who won the Super Bowl in 2019?
When you say last year in sports, it means last season.
But that should prove the point that I don't follow football. You said last year.
Yeah, Gina, we
Gina got it right.
Thank
we should
you.
All get a point. We
I protest.
Point
except Dawson.
Dawson should get a point.
No, we shouldn't.
All right, next one.
All right.
How many NFL teams are in California?
Oh, so what is the answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say no.
1, 2, 3.
It's 3.
Oh, it's 3, because the Raiders moved out of
Chicago. Yeah, I'm saying no.
Sonny said no. How dare you?
I think Gina got it.
I think she'll accidentally get it right.
Yeah, I think she'll say 3. I don't know if she'll be able to name them.
Big no over here.
Wait, sorry. Sonny, you said no?
I said no.
Okay.
Rams, Chargers... 49ers and now no.
Oh wow!
No, what's their name?
Oh yeah,
feeling good about this.
So hold on.
No
3.
End it right there. Cut tape. Nice.
Yeah.
What team plays it?
Okay.
Good.
Easy, Gary. We'll get to you, buddy.
What team plays at Lambeau Field?
I'm also going no.
Yeah. I say no.
I'm saying no.
Nope.
Is Lambeau in Philadelphia?
Yes, it is. Keep going.
Boston. I'll say the Eagles.
Yay. Woo!
Is that not right?
It's the Packers.
I used to date a guy whose dog was named Lambeau because he was from Wisconsin and I forgot.
You
should have
known. You know, that's how in love you are.
Oh, Yeah, that's now.
Wait, what do we have? Two? I have two or 1 point?
Is someone keeping score?
How'd the first one start?
Sonny, you have two.
Okay, well, Sonny, you have a very low opinion of me so
I'll
far.
I'll be filing a formal protest.
All right, next one.
Where did Tom Brady go to college?
This one's a little obscure.
Yeah.
No.
It'd be a real Hail Mary if she nailed this one.
Yeah.
I say no.
We've talked about it before on the show.
Oh, have?
Yeah, but that's University of Michigan. Once or twice.
And I check out during those conversations.
Okay. Well,
wait a minute. Don't you lead us down the wrong path.
Well, you know that.
Why would she know this? I still say no.
Same.
Yeah, not a chance.
GBL name is high school.
It's true.
Obviously.
Oh. I know you went to high school with Brian because we hear about it all the time.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really hurtful. Hey, Sonny, do you know?
I didn't.
Michigan, right?
Yep.
I know we've talked about this on the show. Michigan?
God
damn! Oh, my God. Hey,
right. From deep. Wow.
All right.
Yeah, Tom Brady went to my high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't go to his.
All right, next one.
Who did Walter Payton play for?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm hoping she says the Cubs.
Fuck you.
I'll say Walter. That's way before Gina was born.
Yeah.
Fuck. No.
I'm going to say yes. I'm sure my dad has brought it up somehow with a racing.
That's a good point.
I like Sonny's logic.
Oh, yeah. The kid who sold his dad's car. Sonny, good call, buddy.
I'm going to say yes. But.
No, I'm going to stick with no.
It seems like a Hail Mary.
I'm going to stick with no.
Yeah, I don't think Gina knows this one.
Nope.
The Bears?
God damn it!
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. How did you pull that? Was it a random guess?
I have no idea. I basically grew up in Chicago without growing up in Chicago since both my parents are from Chicago. So if there's any runoff news about Cubs and Bears, I may have absorbed it.
Son of a bravo.
Thank you.
Well done.
Troy Aikman play for?
Oh.
I'm also going to say yes.
I'm going to say yes on this one. He's famous enough, and that was later in the 90s. I'm going to say yes.
Yeah. I think she knows the name and maybe have heard him as like an analyst or something, or just doesn't know a team.
I'm going to say no.
You mean, was he a college guy?
Well, yes.
I get him confused with Clay Aiken. because he lives in Carolina, I'll say the Panthers.
Oh,
don't you love my logic?
I love that.
The funniest part about this is the Panthers weren't founded during his career.
Where does he play? Who did he play?
He probably overlapped by a couple years. A Cowboy.
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, sorry. At least I take you through my thought process.
I like it.
Who did Dan Marino play for?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say yes just because of Ace Ventura.
I was about to say Ace Ventura.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That actually makes sense.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'll go with yes.
I'm pretty sure Gina knows this, so I'm going to say no.
God damn it. I don't remember who we've... Oh, it must be a Florida team.
Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins.
There you go.
Yeah. Remember Ace Ventura?
Yeah, now I do.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
Oh. Einhorn to capture.
Right. Lace is out.
Who did John Elway play for?
Wait, she said Broncos
I
on
know.
The last one.
This is on the heels of that one.
So,
I don't think she goes back to that well.
No, I don't think
she Wait. Oh, wait a minute. Huh. The only way she knows this, and it's actually... Might be the one you know the most is because of Brad Williams. Yeah. And didn't he name his kid Elway or something?
Oh, my God.
You really forgot that? Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to say no.
No.
Yeah, no.
She has to know, so I'm going to say no.
I said Broncos again.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Oh, God damn it.
Who did John Elway play for?
Broncos.
Wow.
And I'm laughing because I'm like, that's just
I only
the
know
team.
Five
I'm
teams.
I fuck bitch. You guys. Keep going.
Name any Chiefs Hall of Famer.
This is good. So Gina's a Chiefs fan. Okay.
Well, I'm from Kansas City, but I don't know. You know, we'll see. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Just name one. Even like a Marcus Allen who's only there for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Is Christian Okoye in the Hall of Fame?
I believe he is not.
Really?
I don't think so. I think he had like a good 2 or 3 year run.
Oh, that's it?
Derek Brooks, I think, is in the Hall of Fame. Warren Moon even played for the Chiefs for a short period of time. Did Mike Garrett make the Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
I'm having trouble thinking of him.
Yeah.
Not a chance.
No.
Ah, F. And Mahomes is too young to be in the Hall of Fame.
And he's still playing.
I don't really know Chiefs. I know the roles. Can we Royals. Do the Royals instead? Chiefs Hall of Famer. Oh,
Uh-oh.
What the hell was his name?
Yes!
Wait, wasn't the guy who drove OJ on the Chiefs? Let's go with
Al Cowlings?
A.C. Cowan?
Al Cowlings.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
No. USC legend, but not Hall of Fame.
Okay, so does it make sense now why Gary is apoplectic, shaking, like crying? Was that not the right
that was
answer?
Pretty good. I don't even know if he played for the Chiefs.
But why did I have that connection?
I don't know. He was a great USC Trojan. Hey, that much. Okay. But I can't know. I don't All think right. a Hall of Famer.
All right, so the scores are Dawson and I are tied at 5. Sonny and Brian tied at 4.
Ooh. Oh,
good game. Alrighty. Good.
Dawson game. Keeps taking the under.
Name any current NFL player who isn't in a national ad campaign.
I actually really like this question.
I thought there were going to be questions like, what's a sack? What's a this?
Because it's kind of nuanced. Like, you'd have to, you'd have to get an explanations.
Let's see. It's Patrick Mahomes. He is an ad.
Yeah, State
Farmer. Who is not? Who's
State Farmer.
Who's well, not an ad?
I don't watch commercials.
That's the question.
I mean, Baker Mayfield, defensive Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes.
Kelsey in an ad?
Yep. Wait. Oh, is he?
Because I think she would know. Oh no!
I don't think Kelsey's in ads. I mainly see Mayfield, Rodgers, and Mahomes.
A lot of quarterbacks. Yeah.
Lot of quarterbacks.
I think she'll get one.
Cole Beasley for
really?
Some reason.
Who?
Kelsey.
All right.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. Yeah.
Oh, for a bonus point, you should name the person. You know what I mean? Any player.
This is a pretty.
There's
good
a
question.
Lot of players.
I know. What do you say, Sonny?
I say yes. I agree.
Chris says yes. I gotta go off the board and say no.
I think you could have stopped the question and name any NFL player. I'm gonna say no.
God, I would love to do this with Brian with musicals.
Oh wow. Foreshadowing.
National ad. Okay, so not someone I would know from a commercial. Do they have to be currently playing? Okay.
God bless you, Gary.
The hot guy.
Yes.
Janine Garoppolo.
Nope. His name is not Janine.
I know. That was a joke. Jimmy Garoppolo.
I think we have to take that.
Is he playing?
Yeah,
yeah
he's playing.
Yeah.
Is he in any ads?
No.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'll take that as a point.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm backing it up by protest.
Why?
Because you said Janine.
That was a joke. That's Janine Garoppolo.
I hear you.
God, Dawson's such a contrarian. The spirit of the law, not the letter of the law.
Right, I counted it,
Gina. Thank you.
Quiet!
What position does Rob Gronkowski play?
Was that one of my questions?
Apparently.
No.
No way. She knows who he is, but she can't name the position.
I don't know.
Wait, is Dawson in the lead? Who's in the lead?
I'm in the lead by one.
Oh, so he's saying, Chris is saying no.
I think we're all tied for a second, right?
I don't think I got a point there.
Brian's down 1 point. Yeah. You and Dawson are tied, Sonny.
Okay.
All right, I got it. She'll Hail Mary it. Yeah, yes, she does.
I'll say no.
Not a chance.
Okay, I think he moved to Tampa Bay.
Wow, she got a half
big
point.
Big old thing. But I know he's not a quarterback. He's a big guy, so I'm thinking he doesn't look particularly fast. I'm gonna say a defensive position.
Son of a bitch.
What is a big guy? Defensive Is a defensive tackle a thing?
It is.
Gary said no.
It's a thing. It just doesn't pertain to this.
Yeah, defensive tackle. Nose tackle.
We can move on.
Ball sacker is my final answer. No, is that not? He's not a ball sacker.
He's a tight end. He's on offense.
Oh,
yeah, he's a tight end.
Oh,
he caught 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl against your Chiefs.
Oh, mazel tov.
Jimmy Garoppolo was in 2. It was an out campaign last year.
Oh, I promise you, I didn't know that.
Oh, currently.
I don't think. DirecTV.
Don Shula was the coach of what team?
No way.
No, I don't even. Wait, Don.
He's the all-time winningest coach in NFL history. Is there a chance?
Like last year? What?
He died a couple years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say no.
Might have been a COVID thing. No, absolutely
no.
Yeah, she is. I'm saying no. She has no clue.
Unless she Hail Marys this shit.
Dawson always says no.
No.
Don Shula? Let's give him a nice...
No way.
Let's say the 49ers.
Hurtful.
Is that right?
No, it's not. He was a coach of Miami Dolphins.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Way amongst other teams.
Okay.
But that was like his main thing.
Yeah, he won the most games at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
All-time winning as coach.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah.
Oh, there's more. Hooray.
Although, Belichick is up. He's got to be like second or something.
Got to be coming close, yeah.
Yeah.
What position did Marshall Faulk play?
But Shula did it for like 40 years, like 45 years.
Wow.
Like, I'm insane.
I didn't know he did that long.
Position did Marshall Faulk play?
I'm going to say no because she said that Rob Gronkowski was a ball sacker.
Yeah, I'll say no.
I'm playing from behind, so I'll say yes.
Yeah, there are only so many positions. I think she can pull this one out, so I'm going to say no.
I hate you.
Who's that?
Good answer.
What? I didn't even venture a guess.
He told me not to. Who's Marshall Faulk?
He's a running back from the Rams.
Okay. Yeah,
Hall of Famer.
All right.
He was real good.
What team did Michael Strahan play for?
Now, he's famous outside of football.
He hosts Good Morning America now? Or yeah. What is he?
Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes, and he also is hosting Good Morning America, I think, in the same city he played in?
Yeah.
Are they in New York?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Still, all that going for it. All right, you go first, Chris.
I'm gonna say yes. Just I don't know why. I think she knows him as a.
I'm gonna say no.
TV guy.
Oh, I'm so out of it. Yeah, she'll guess it.
The guy's totally known. He's got a gap in his teeth. There is no way Gina knows this.
I'll say no.
The fucking Magic Mike number one movie. He danced his ass off.
What?
Wait a minute. Carrie, make her guess.
Getting over it.
Gary really didn't want to do this anymore. I had no idea. I just remember from Magic Mike.
He's from the Giants.
Yeah, he played for the New York Giants.
Okay, that's cool.
What's the scores? Me and Chris
so,
are tied?
So me, Dawson, and Sonny are all tied.
For first.
Wait, do we have one more question?
Brian's down by 4.
I don't feel good about
this. Is this the last question coming up?
We have 5 more.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Sounds good.
We can do as many as you want.
This is fun. Let's
okay.
This is fun.
What position did Michael Strahan play?
No way.
Wait. She already said ball sacker, which
that
will...
That does not count.
For sure.
That does not count. If she says ball sacker, that does not count.
Not a position.
This is not a thing.
If she says ball sacker, I get 5 points. Can we all agree on that?
I'll agree with that. I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no way.
Yeah, no.
Ball sucker!
On top of that big old chick on the table in that scene. He played
ball sucker.
Defensive end.
Holy shit! No way! No, you fucking know.
Is that real?
No.
Is that it?
That's so specific.
Is that real?
Yes.
Is it really true?
Yes.
You said yes?
I said yes. Wow, but I also guess ball sacker.
Are you guys serious?
He's a defensive end.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yes, he's defensive end.
That's Ryan, oddly specific.
I
do you even know what that is?
No.
Oh.
you said you just went out of all the positions in football, I'm going to say defensive end.
That's like, I've heard of that. I've heard of.
Did you associate like he's a big guy, defensive end?
I don't know what
guys.
A defensive end does.
You're thinking way too hard about
yeah.
this.
Yeah. I have no awesome. Clue. There are times where I'm literally sleeping with my eyes open, watching them talk about football, and maybe something seeped in by osmosis. I have no
defensive
idea.
End.
Well done. Oh, my goodness.
Not defensive lineman.
not defensive lineman.
I don't know defensive lineman.
That's great.
It's like oh the my same God. Position.
I'm like a savant. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Name two of the three teams Brett Favre played for.
Oh.
She didn't know where Lambeau Field was.
True. True. I think she'll know that he played for the Packers.
I think she'll know Packers and Vikings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
No. I say no.
I say no.
Yeah, this one's incredibly easy. There's no way she knows.
There we go.
Mean.
Why do I keep going back to the Broncos?
Oh,
yes. Do it.
Good.
The Broncos.
Good.
And the freaking Eagles?
Feel good about this. Feel real good.
Wow.
The Packers and the Vikings.
Cool. Play for the Packers. The
what
Jets.
Was the third team? He
Jets.
Oh, the Jets.
Vikings.
That's right.
1 year with the Jets.
Yeah, that's right. He took him to like the first round of the playoffs or
maybe.
Something.
Maybe. I don't
now,
remember.
Now that he's not here, God bless his memory. Why did I grow up calling the Minnesota Vikings because my dad always would yell the Minna fucking Lucky Soda Vikings.
I can't tell you about that.
Okay, he was not a fan.
Oh,
okay.
Well, because okay, so was he a Chicago guy?
Yes.
Oh, they play okay. in the same division.
Thank
they're
you.
Rivals. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
What position did Deion Sanders play?
No way.
I don't know if he's defensive end.
He's getting bold.
No.
I'll even take outfield.
No way.
Sonny, I mean, Chris, that was really good.
No.
I got to go yes just to catch up.
No way.
No way.
I'm with Sonny.
No.
Will we accept
oh,
defense?
He's cute. Quarterback.
Oh, so close.
That's sort of close. Cornerback.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Is the next question going to be what's his nickname?
Oh, he has two.
Oh, what? Primetime? Oh,
Neon Deion. This one didn't stick as much.
No, it's, yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, from someone who watched him play, Neon Deion.
People call him Neon Deion?
Yeah.
Rhymes. I like it.
But Primetime stuff.
Primetime's like his
real nickname.
Yeah.
All right, we have two more. Sonny and Dawson are tied for the lead right
now.
Whoa. Okay.
I'm down by one.
Here we all go. All right.
Name any team Deion Sanders played for.
All right.
Quarterback.
There's a lot out there. They could just name the Falcons.
He played for like three, four teams?
Falcons, Cowboys, Niners, and they came back and played with the Ravens.
Okay. So we played for four teams.
At least.
And she has been saying Niners sometimes.
I know.
I can't believe I said defensive end.
We can't either.
Yeah. I think she'll go Cowboys.
Really? For Troy Aikman?
Yeah. I don't know why, but when I think of him, I think of the Cowboy colors. Okay. So.
I'll go yes.
No.
No.
Chiefs?
Damn it.
I don't believe you hit us in with the Chiefs.
I believe I won this game.
Oh.
Wait, we have to do the last question.
Can Sonny tie with you in this last one?
I can tie with him.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Do we have a tiebreaker? Or is it,
it has to be whatever Dawson.
You have to do the opposite.
Answers. I have to do the opposite. Okay. So I'll let you answer
well,
first.
Well, you know he's
going to
say
no. I'll go ahead and answer now. Right. No.
No? All right.
Name any team O.J. Simpson played for.
God damn it. Yeah. I have to say, I have to say yes.
She could say 49ers.
Could
did
she
he ever
say,
play?
He didn't
he
play.
He played
the
briefly with the Niners. He obviously played for the Bills.
Uh-huh.
Tell us what the winning. What could, tell us what it could be?
Could she say USC?
Yeah, any team. The question is any team.
I sure I didn't say so, professional yeah. team.
So name all of the teams he played for.
USC in college, USC. Bills most of his career, Niners at the end of his career. Did he play for anyone else?
He should have went to the Broncos. You know, because like. Broncos.
Good stuff.
Okay. This is for all the marbles.
Dawson's got it.
Yeah, just those two teams. Okay.
Oh, boy. A little visual gag.
He played for the...
I heard a B.
Hold on. He played for the...
I heard a B.
I did hear a B.
Bel Air Murderers.
Is that not right?
You said the Bel Air Murders.
I mean, right. Technically, well, I guess I meant Brentwood.
Let's check with the judges. Yeah, technically Brentwood. Yeah. Yeah, it was the murderers, Gina, but you had the city wrong. Sonny loses.
Wins. I don't want Dustin to win. He voted against me every time.
He's the don't pass line better.
All right, congratulations to Dawson. Congratulations to the audience.
Congratulations to everyone listening. You really had quite a treat.
Yeah. Quick before we...
Oh, we're doing the Broadway one?
Yeah, real quick before we go, this is for all you motherfuckers. You know, Brian wanted to make sure I know that knew that his football questions were very rudimentary. Everybody knows these. So I said, you know what? You're right. Maybe they were. Mm-hmm. I can do that too.
Okay.
Rudimentary. Everybody knows. Can anyone name one actor who originated a role in Wicked?
Everybody just one.
The stage for the stage production?
Yeah. There's only a stage production.
That hasn't been a movie?
Tommy.
Oh, I thought it was a movie.
No.
Oh.
Just one.
Wait, when did
there's
when
some
did,
famous
when,
names
when
in
did,
there.
When did this come out? When was it?
Like,
originally?
I don't know. It was probably almost 20 years ago.
Oh, only 20 years ago? Okay.
Can I ask for a hint?
So it came out in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a lot older.
Oh, my God. I still consider it a brand new musical.
I want to say...
Anyone.
I know there's a film star in there.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing.
But who goes to the...
This... No? Nobody?
Dark Shot. Hugh Jackman.
Kristen Stewart.
Yep. Kristen Chenoweth. Ah, Idina Menzel. Joel meant. Gray.
Oh, I should have guessed Idina Menzel.
Okay.
She's in every musical.
Besides what I just said.
Joel Gray's alive.
And let's have fun. He was when I saw it. Name a musical created in the last 20 years.
Hamilton.
Now, besides Hamilton.
Book of Mormon.
Congratulations.
Les Mis.
Woo!
20 years.
Les Mis.
That's like 40 years old.
I don't know.
Or more.
Book of Mormon.
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay. No. Yeah, of course, a cis, straight white dude's name.
the adaptation of The Producers.
Shut up. That's the adaptation.
I got Hamilton. I think that should count.
Okay, fine.
I said Rent.
20 years. Rent was 1995, I think.
Waitress.
Look at you.
Damn it.
Okay. Name one of, I'll give it anything in the top 10, one of the longest running shows on Broadway ever.
Oh, Cats.
Cats is technically not in the top 10 anymore.
Really?
But I know.
Okay. Oh, Les Mis.
La Boheme.
Good.
It sounds so pretentious when you say it like that.
You could have said Chicago. You could have said Les Mis. Chorus line.
Oklahoma.
At this point, Wicked. I'm glad you brought up Oklahoma, Brian.
No.
Oklahoma.
Boomer Sooner.
Is probably, not probably, is one of the most recognizable musicals in theater history around the world, around the country, in all of the theater universe. Everybody knows Oklahoma. Name one song from Oklahoma, not Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Ugh. Oklahoma, where the...
Wait, Hugh Jackman wasn't that?
That's not a song.
Dust Bowl.
No, Sonny,
yes,
that's Oklahoma.
Dust Bowl.
That's a song?
No, it's not a song. I like Brian's answer.
Circle Them Wagons.
I'm loving these. Chris, Brian. Dust Bowl, Circle Them Wagons.
Get Her Done.
Get Her Done. Chris?
Corn.
Make America Great
Corn aplenty. We got corn aplenty.
I mean... Chris is, I From guess, the closest, dance. But he's nowhere near it. Oh. Where the corn is as high as an elephant's eye. From What a Beautiful Morning. The farmer and the cowman should be friends.
Oh, yeah.
People will say we're in love.
Oh, I love that one.
Okay.
We're cutting all this out.
So good.
What is the main character? What's the name
Carl.
Of the main character in The Music Man? Don't say Music Man. What was his name in The Music Man?
Well, I know we got trouble right here in River City.
Yes.
With the capital B.
That rhymes with P, and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
What was his name?
John Musicman.
I'm going to say Norman.
Norman Musicman.
Norman Musicman.
Okay.
Walter.
Walter Musicman.
God, I used to have to watch this with my mother yep. while we cleaned the house.
Yep.
It's either Hutch or Dutch.
No idea.
Professor Harold Hill's on hand
there
at River City's going to have a boys band.
Harold
Hill? Harold Hill. Sorry, I do that when I have an itch in my throat.
Okay. Take care of that for you.
One more. And this is something that
for all
you know,
the marbles.
This is for all the marbles. This is a construction question.
Okay.
And we work with Adam Carolla, and you guys are men, or so I've been told.
To varying degrees.
The thing about Dad in construction is that it's all common knowledge, but you should also marvel at it because he knows it.
Sonny from deep.
Jeez.
A fucking lightning bolt.
Atta
from
kid.
The mouths of babes. Well done.
That's a bit of a dichotomy, isn't it? How do anybody else not know this? Worship me for knowing it.
Please worship me for knowing this. What does it mean to have a raked stage?
Oh, I was in theater, okay?
Holy shit.
I'm waiting.
I didn't know that.
I was in theater, so I...
You learned this in theater in school. I can't wait.
In poker, the rake is the house take.
Okay.
Raked.
FYI.
I think...
Chris Dawson, Sonny.
And it's not, like, particularly hard, the answer. It's, like,
something
basic.
No, it is not.
It's just, like, a plain stage. Like, no one's on it.
Chris Dawson?
Zero props.
Chris?
That's kind of close.
Zero characters.
Sonny, you couldn't have been less close.
I'm going to say it's actually, oh, let me answer. I'm going to say it's counterintuitive, and it's something with, like, it's got leaves or texture or something on it.
I guess
it's a textured stage.
In like monkeys writing Shakespeare land, Brian comes the closest.
Yeah!
But no, it's when, and Sonny, this will all come flooding back to you when I say it. The back of the stage is raised and it goes forward like a ramp. So the audience can see all the characters. It's a rake stage.
I think there was a rake stage last night.
I knew
There certainly was a rake stage in the show you saw yesterday.
I knew this.
I don't feel any better, but I hope you guys feel a little bit worse.
Was Cary Grant ever in plays on Broadway?
Cary Grant?
Yeah.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. He just seemed
what a
like,
strange question.
Yeah.
I really thought he was like in Broadway or something.
Okay,
like
for one bonus point and to take the whole thing, name anything you know about theater, Sonny.
Okay.
I want to answer. I want to name something he knows.
So Hamilton is probably the most famous right now.
That is not what you know. That is your opinion.
That's true. Thank you, Dawson. Finally,
awesome.
He shits on somebody else.
Awesome.
Wow.
Thank you. At least he's consistent.
I know.
What's his spotlight?
Well, we mainly learned about like the teachings of theater coaches.
So
remember one thing, Sonny. One thing from your class.
Uta Hagen. I remember that name.
Wow.
The theater teacher.
Famous acting coach.
Okay.
So you remember two words.
Uta Hagen.
There's also Stanford Meisner.
Meisner technique, yes!
Yeah.
What is it? What is Meisner technique?
There's a lot of technique. We learned a lot about these.
Tell me the Meisner technique.
Is that the one where like you stay like in character the whole, or is that a different one? Like you stay
all
in
right,
character
so
like
I think,
all.
I think,
hold
I think
on, I'm gonna,
be pretty sure he doesn't know anything, remember anything from this class.
I'm going to literally answer this.
It was on Zoom, and I was asleep for half
I'm
of
literally
it.
Gonna answer this question with a question. Say what you think it is again.
I think it's like
commit.
Isn't it like when you're like you stay in character even when like you're not like acting?
You stay in character even when you're not
like you acting. Stay in character like all day on set.
You like, stay in character like all day on set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Are you doing Sonny Carolla?
Oh, are you doing an impression of me?
Oh, are you doing an impression of me?
She's doing the Meisner technique. Jesus.
You're like mirroring something back to a person?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, I do feel a little better. And
I feel like we nailed that guy.
Sonny, I love you. No,
these are really common
Thanks
knowledge.
Thanks for the help, Kaylin. Your dad's a fucking actor.
All right. Well,
how many Michael Biehn movies have you seen?
I don't know.
Oh,
probably.
On.
I would say at least
two. I think I've seen like the zombie one.
Oh, I would say
he stopped watching The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a
mistake. I forgot
a mistake. Well, if you stopped watching, you probably saw his dad's scenes.
My dad was the one who stopped watching it.
You probably saw
Michael
Biehn's
scenes. He's seen it 1,000 times.
I told him that's sad. No offense, Kaylin.
What? This is horrible. Have you seen The Terminator?
Yes.
Have you seen Aliens?
Yes.
Have you seen Tombstone?
No.
Oh, Sonny. Your dad loves Tombstone.
It's fantastic.
It's a fun movie.
Is it good?
Yeah. No,
it's...
I'll take it from Brian.
It's fun, and it's way better than it should have been. Like, all those movies like Young Guns and like all those neo-westerns like are all shit, and Tombstone actually is good.
Tombstone's great.
Speaking of, what are your thoughts on Dirty Harry?
Actually, I've actually never seen Dirty Harry all the way through. I've seen the Deadpool, but never seen Dirty Harry.
Wow. Yeah. I was thinking about because I saw the new Clint Eastwood movie.
Cry Macho.
What'd you think?
It's all right.
It's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
It's pretty middling. There's some good parts and there's some pretty bad parts.
If it wasn't Clint Eastwood, it would have been super boring.
Oh. He's 112. Well, give him a break.
I know. That's...
That's funny you mentioned that, Sonny, because if it wasn't Clint Eastwood, it would have been a lot better. He made a mistake by casting himself as a fucking 90-year-old rodeo clown.
That's true.
They're fucking not shitting you. At one point, he walks worse than I do, and that's saying something. At one point, he's like, hey, let me bear break that bronco over there, and he goes up to a wild Mustang, and he gets on top, and like he starts bucking and riding it, and they keep cutting away to a stuntman. And then a close-up of Clint, who's like, and then a stuntman.
On a stool.
And then, yeah, it makes the baby scene in American Psycho look like a documentary. No,
American Sniper.
American Sniper, yeah. Yes.
All right, you guys, I want you to keep talking about this while I'm going to talk about J.B. Weld really fast, because I think we all need to put our egos back together. So you guys keep chatting. I'm going to talk about this.
I feel fine.
J.B. Weld, world's strongest bond. Pros have trusted it for over 50 years, but why hire a pro when J.B. Weld makes it easy to do it yourself? You can look like a pro without hiring a pro. We're proud to have JB Weld Epoxy Adhesive as a sponsor. I personally know the owner. These are good people, and they make a great product. And whatever your DIY projects are, auto crafts, plumbing, marine, and more, use them. Use JB Weld. They got something for metal, wood, plastics, glass, ceramics. Keep it in your kitchen drawer or your craft supplies. Wherever you keep those, and or in the garage. I'll spread them around, man. I use it to fix Sonny's shoe, Natalia's cold roller. Use it on stonework in front of the house. J.B. Weld also acquired Herculiner, the original DIY truck bed liner. It is J.B. Weld, right, Dawson?
J.B. Weld is available at jbweld.com, Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Napa, O'Reilly, Amazon, Michaels, and more. And remember, J.B. Weld epoxy products are proudly made in the USA. J.B. Weld, world's strongest bond.
Great.
All right. I don't know about the listener, but I had fun today.
You should see Cry Macho.
I keep passing on Netflix. Sonny, thank you so much for being
here.
Yeah,
Sonny, great
Glad
job.
To be
we
here.
We love you. Instagram, Sonny_Corolla, yes?
Yep.
And there's no... if
Sonny
you're
has
weird,
an Instagram? What do you
if
put
you're
on
like
there?
A perv, nothing. don't follow him. Leave
what
him
do you
alone.
Put on there?
I haven't posted in like 4 years.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Then definitely follow him.
And of course, watch...
Does this
listen to
have some more followers than me?
Listen to the Benchwarmers podcast that's available on Apple and Patreon. Listen to the Film Vault with Brian and Anderson. Listen to Easy Listening with Teresa Strasser and myself. That's every... I know our podcasts are weekly. Find them anywhere. We love you guys. We miss you, Adam. We'll see you tomorrow. Mahalo.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. Get your tickets to see The Ace Man. Every show is selling out. Get them now at adamcarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Pluto TV is playing the biggest movies every night this summer for free. Watch hit movies like The Matrix, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Scary Movie, Runaway Bride, and more all summer long. Check out the biggest stars like The Rock, Keanu Reeves, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and more. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of free TV channels in English and Spanish featuring TV shows, news, sports, comedy, and more all for free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device, including Android and Apple smartphones. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.